The best investment you've ever made. Registered rep, broker, dealer, Center Street Securities. Member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services through Center Street Advisors and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Kennedy Wealth Group and CSA are independent of CSS.
Cell phones are a convenient way to stay connected to family, friends, and work, but cell phones and driving don't mix. This is Officer Kelly Vandermaiden with this reminder. It is illegal to talk on a cell phone while driving in a school or construction zone, and illegal for anyone to text while driving. A driver's reaction is delayed if attention is anywhere other than on the road. Distracted driving is the number one cause of accidents. Turn your cell phone off when you get in your vehicle so you won't be tempted to make or take a call. If there is an emergency, you will still have your phone. Don't risk a ticket or worse, your life or the lives of others. Keep your eyes and attention on the road.
Start your day with a morning show with Steve and Mary on Talk Radio 930 WTAD.
Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Something great is always happening at the Quincy Community Theater. You got to share with her. Steve will help you. Caitlin, you're a little pig. You got to give her microphone and you take yours. Well, okay, folks, live radio, you never know what's going to be happening. So while Steve Bull helps me get everybody safe and centered around the microphones, it's live radio just like live theater. Brandon Thompson, the voice of calm and quiet in our day, joins me. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Bobette Cawthon is here, Greg Ellery is here, and Caitlin Vandermaiden is a grown woman. I don't know when that happened.
I don't either.
But she's here too. She Bobette Cawthon, by the way, is not a grown woman, but that's okay.
Thanks. I'm feeling very old and vulnerable.
I couldn't tell the two of you apart. Anyway, Caitlin, didn't I used to boss you around? You weren't my maid. What were you? We've been in a show together, haven't we?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Little Women.
Little Women. Little Women. That was what it was.
Caitlin was a troll.
I was a troll.
She was very little then, too.
I was.
I got to tell you my favorite all-time story about Quincy Community Theater. Well, I've got several involving me, but it was in Little Women, and this little, weren't there a lot of little kids in that? Yeah. Why do we allow children to be in theater? Okay, that's another question. There were a lot of little kids, and I hadn't been on stage in a very long while because of the illness of my parents. Yes, thank you, sympathy vote. And I kept forgetting to do something, and I'd always leave this coat stand on the stage, and I was supposed to be taking this stupid coat stand off the stage. And finally, this little kid, who I'm sure has been banished now somewhere from the tri-state area, said to me, goes, "Lady, why can't you ever remember what you're supposed to do?" And I said, "Because I'm old. And if you want to be old, shut up and don't talk to me anymore." And I said, "Well, why don't we just do this? Just in case I keep forgetting, which is highly possible, since you're standing here anyway, if I come off and I don't get that coat stand, why don't you run on and get more stage time and grab that coat stand?" So that wasn't you, Greg Ellery, as a young child. No, it couldn't have been you. Okay. Brandon, you're here to talk about a show that nobody knows the name of, nobody can pronounce, but everybody wants to see. So let's take it away from there.
I think we're going to make a list of all of the titles that people have called this show. The actual name is Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike.
Vanya, Sonia, not Sonia.
Sonia.
Vanya, Sonia, Sasha.
Masha.
Masha.
And Spike. Yes.
Mary can't even get it right.
I'm old. Hey, lady, I'm old. Shut up. So let's talk a little bit about the show. When does it open? And give us a brief update about it, what it's about. And then we've got three great actors and actresses here to tell us about their parts.
Yeah, it opens May 12th and runs through May 22nd. It's Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. It was written by Christopher Durang, and it won the 2013 Tony Award for Best Play. And it deals with middle-aged siblings. Vanya and Sonia have lived in the family home all their lives, and they took care of their parents who have since passed away. And they themselves just, never really knew what to do with their lives, and so they stayed at home all the time while their older sister Masha went off and became a glamorous movie star. And she suddenly drops back home, and she comes in with her younger boy toy, Spike, and chaos ensues.
Okay. Now, Greg Ellery, you're not the boy toy, although in my world you are.
Oh, thank you. That's great. I was hoping I could be a boy toy somewhere sometime.
Yeah, I noticed, Brandon, you didn't bring the boy toy. I guess you're afraid that there might be a sexual harassment suit. The theater's not
fully
covered.
I'm just looking out for you, Mary.
Yeah, the theater's not fully covered for events outside their walls. Greg, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, this is not the first show you have been in. Tell us a little bit about your character, what you like about this character, and why you enjoy being at Quincy Community Theater.
I love being at Quincy Community Theater. I had yet to have a chance to work with Brandon, and I had just heard groovy things about him, so I thought that I could get a chance to do that. And I love Durang. I knew the playwright, so I was really anxious to be in this show. And Vanya is not as much of a stretch as I'd like to think. He's like, because I'm kind of a middle-aged guy, kind mm-hmm. of at odd ends at this point as well. So I actually fit this pretty well. And you got to love your character. That's yeah. the thing. No matter what, you got to love your character, and you got to see that point of view.
So he's kind of a middle-aged guy, and he's a little bit frustrated because he's kind of devoted his whole life to taking care of his parents. And now it's like, okay, well, what's next? What's act two for me, right?
Exactly. And they're trying to, it might be a chance with this big shakeup with the older sister coming back. It might be a chance for people to try and reinvent themselves and realize it's not too late to start over and get something done.
Okay. Well, my first Quilt Award was for playing a old maid who was desperate to get married. So that wasn't much of an acting stretch for me either. So, you know, I must say they hand out these acting awards sometimes very frivolously, in my opinion. Right. So maybe just by playing yourself, a middle-aged man, you'll get an acting award. We can only hope. Caitlin Vandermaiden, who has grown from a small child in the children's theater at Quincy Community Theater to a full-blown woman. What part are you playing, my dear?
I'm Nina. I'm one of the characters who is not in the title.
Yeah.
One of the two characters that is not in the title. And Nina is the youngest of all the characters, and some of the characters are very threatened by that, and some of them are just confused. She's very young, very enthusiastic. Masha is her favorite actress, so she's just so excited to be there.
Okay. Are you the housekeeper or the next door neighbor?
She's the next door neighbor.
You're the next door neighbor.
Yes, okay. I'm the next door
so
neighbor.
While the other characters are rather bitter about their lives, she's that nice opposition that she comes in full of life and energy and loves looking ahead to the future of what she could be.
Oh, Caitlin, are you normally bitter and depressed normally in real life?
Oh, very, very.
She's a total drag to be around.
Another person who's going to play herself in this show. That's great because you're the starstruck one, so you bring that totally different perspective, and that's what great playwriting is, isn't it, Brandon?
Right.
It's the characters can't all be the same. There has to be, you have to like them, first of all. No matter how despicable they are in many ways, you have to like them and be able to empathize with their point of view.
Right. In rehearsals, we talk about how some of these characters have this element of defeat, but if all we did is went out on stage and played defeated and Debbie Downer, it wouldn't be very interesting. So you want to see these characters try to overcome their defeat and try to break through.
Okay. And Bobette Coffin, I can imagine you must be the glamorous movie star. I'm just guessing.
I am the glamorous movie star.
And again, you're just playing yourself in on the stage, aren't you?
I suppose I am.
Bobette, you've been in a lot of productions at Quincy Community Theater, and you've played a lot of different roles, some of them really huge roles, some of them small roles, some of them very dramatic roles, some of them comedic roles. Let's talk a little bit about why, because you're busy as a real estate agent, why do you keep coming back to Quincy Community Theater? What do you get out of it?
I love the people. The people that theater people are the most unique, interesting, down-to-earth, just the most lovable people in the whole entire universe. It is one of the only places that I go where I feel completely 100% accepted for who I am. And they don't care if I'm crazy. They don't care if I'm rich, poor, ugly, anything. They accept everyone for who they are. And we all love the theater, and we all strive to be our best when we're there, and we are family.
Now, explain how you can be your true, authentic self at a place where you're always playing somebody else. That's kind of an intriguing statement that you made. How can you be your true, authentic self, Bobette Cawthon, at a place where you're pretending to be somebody else all the time?
I think what I meant by that statement is that, yes, you are playing a part when you're on stage, but when you're off stage, you develop all these relationships mm-hmm. with your fellow actors, not just the actors, but the people who are also working behind the scenes, and you become a family, and that family grows every time you do a show. So you just become part of this large, large, enormous thing called the theater. And there's nothing else like it. It's not just about being on the stage. It's about the relationships that you build behind the scenes.
No, so very true. So very true. And everybody has a chance to shine. And again, I think one of the great things about Quincy Community Theater, yes, there is, quote, a leading actor or actress or, quote, star of the show. But backstage, you wouldn't know that because backstage, we really are all equals. We're equals on the stage, too. But Brandon, you really, I think you helped cultivate that. I think Dominic, what was his last name?
Catero. For shame.
He's yesterday's news. But he kind of, you know, when I worked with him, he kind of made everybody feel equal, that we all have a part in this process.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting that they picked four names nobody can pronounce in that order. And then Nina, and what's the other chick's name?
Cassandra.
Cassandra get left out completely. So, yeah. Caitlin, I'm in your corner. I'm going to start calling it Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike and Nina.
Thank you.
Poor Cassandra.
And Cassandra
left out.
Cassandra didn't come on the Mary Griffith show, so to her, who cares?
How about I also mention the woman who is playing Sonia is Jennifer Frey, and she's making her QCT debut, and she's driving all the way from Pittsfield.
Wow.
And she works in Jacksonville, so she's very committed.
She is making a huge commitment.
And then Cassandra, who is the housekeeper who is a psychic and practices voodoo. It's a comedy, people. She is Shelley Smith, and she's a school teacher in Palmyra.
Now, we've seen her before on stage.
She made her QCT debut last year as Mama in Mama Won't Fly.
So that should be great to see. We're going to take a commercial break, but before we do that, because this show is, you know, I don't know that we can fully explain it. We've talked about this, Brandon. We always have the problem at Quincy Community Theater. If you do something new, everybody says, I've never heard of that.
Right.
If you do something old, people say, that thing again? So you folks, we're just asking you to take a stretch. This is a Tony Award-winning show.
Yeah.
It's a comedy. It's right in our wheelhouse for most WTAD listeners, that middle-aged group of people that may still be dealing with parents who are alive and need care, or may have just transitioned out of that, and now they have this freedom. So it's kind of a middle-aged story, very middle-aged
and
story.
And I think all of us, regardless of age, but maybe more so when you're a little bit older, you have that feeling of, what am I doing with my life?
Right.
What's my purpose?
Or what's next?
And can
After
I take
I've
a risk?
I've raised my kids, or I didn't have kids, or what's going to happen to me? Can I take a risk?
So it is a comedy, but it deals with these really great, accessible, relatable issues.
Yeah, and that's where Greg Ellery's character comes in, because Vanya, you're really on the verge of taking a risk. You are kind of waiting out there to see what's going to happen. How can we get tickets, and when does the show start? And we'll continue our conversation.
Yeah, you just can stop by the Oakley Lindsay Center. We're open from 10 to 5, Quincy Community Theater. And then you can also call us, 222-3209, or you can buy tickets through our website, the number 1QCT.org, 1QCT.org.
And when does the show open, and how long does it run?
It opens Thursday, May 12th, next Thursday, and it runs through Sunday, May 22nd.
Okay, so you have lots of opportunities. What about 8 shows or 7?
Seven
shows, a chance to see this Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike.
Yay.
Good job, Mary.
We'll take a break. I won't be able to remember it when we come back, but that's okay. Stay with us. Grease is the word, but that was so yesterday. This summer, the musical is Sister Act, so... But Steve doesn't know. Steve Bull queued that up.
Oh,
give him props. Yeah. It's probably his favorite show. He remembers it well from Quincy Community Theater, so...
A musical's a musical,
a musical's
right?
A musical to some people. You know, there are people that will not go to a musical, will only go to a straight play, and that's what this is. This is a straight comedic play, right? No singing?
Correct. Correct.
You don't break into song just a little bit, Bobette? Just...
Well,
a little bit.
In general, it's for the best.
In general, that's what
yes, it is for the best.
As Larry Finley, the music director at QCT in many years past, said to me, Mary, this would be a good place for you to lip sync. Another great Quincy Community Theater. Quincy Community Theater moment for me.
We're very caring and very supportive at QCT.
Is that why Larry's not there? No, I'm I love Larry because he was right. That one note, it was good for me to lip sync. Besides, Matt Morris was there. They didn't really need me. So let's talk a little bit again. Who is the preferred audience for this show, Brandon? Who really needs to come see this?
Well, it's meant for adults, but I do think a younger generation, like that young professional crowd, will appreciate it because
they'll see themselves in the future.
It's modern. It's a new play. Mm-hmm. It has a nice little edge to it. And I think then that the crowd of the people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, etc., they can really relate to these characters. They are there. They've been there. They can identify with this.
I think that's very true. Greg, what do you think about that? I mean, again, you identify very much with the character you are playing. How does it hit the high notes for folks that are the generation below you and the generation above you as well?
Well, the folks right behind us seem to want to be us anyway. I mean, they're drinking our beer. They're wearing our clothes. They seem to, I think they definitely can relate.
Yeah, if we had only saved everything we had in college,
we'd make so much money.
So stylish today. Oh, man. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Those clothes were ugly then. They're ugly now. But hey, everybody deserves a comeback. So,
absolutely.
So is it the universal kind of story of where do I fit in the world?
It is. I wouldn't pigeonhole it. I mean, it's not for kids. It's not a kid show. But yeah, absolutely. I think anyone from their 20s on can find something that they'd really identify with these people, and it's kind of a universal human story.
And Caitlin, I guess for you, that would be the selfie crowd, the Facebook crowd, the I want to meet Kim Kardashian and know everything about her crowd. That's kind of you, isn't it, that you're portraying?
I mean, I don't know if I want to meet Kim Kardashian, but
you want to meet this lady.
Want to meet this lady, though. I want to meet Masha.
You want to meet Masha.
But that's what makes her character so different, is that we have Spike, who's of the younger generation, and he's very much into what you just said about
it's
tweeting
about
and social media and being a celebrity. And Nina represents that younger generation who's very much more about the arts and the art form, and how she respects Masha as an actress, not as a celebrity.
Okay. So even
so, I think Greg was right in saying you can't pigeonhole this.
Even though you're a sex symbol, Bobette Coffin, you're loved for your mind by Nina, right? And your artistic talent, not just like you're the sexy.
I believe she loves me because she respects my work as an actress. And she looks up to me, and she would like to be like me, and she wants to learn from me. And I would just like to say that the younger women out there should definitely be buying their tickets just so that they can see the beauty that is Spike.
Yeah. Apparently, Spike is definitely something to look at, folks. If nothing else, if you're worried your mother may be experiencing a low blood pressure incident or perhaps she nods off in the middle of the afternoon, this is one matinee she won't want to miss.
Yeah.
Because Spike is, well, besides Brandon Thompson, about the hottest thing in town, really,
is what
I hear.
Thank you. So, yeah. Until he came to town.
Until he came to town. You were it, Brandon.
Spike is very comfortable in his own skin, and he likes to show that skin off.
Okay.
So...
I'll be there. When are rehearsals? I'll be there tonight. Okay.
We do need a coach. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Greg Ellery. Great to have you back and see you on stage.
Awesome.
Caitlin, thank you so very much. Nice to see you grown up as a young lady. Bobette, you are just one of my favorite people in the whole world, and you sell at least 20% of the tickets just by having your name on the marquee. And Brandon Thompson, give us again how we can get tickets and how much they are.
They're $18. Tickets are on sale now. The show opens May 12th and runs through May 22nd. Come see Quincy Community Theater at the Oakley Lindsay Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can call the box office, 222-3209-3209, or visit our website. Just Google Quincy Community Theater in Quincy, Illinois, and we'll pop up.